Holmes replied in a soft voice. You wouldn't have been exposed to any greater shock than a lab rat, whose limited learning ability is stimulated by a marginal electrical stimulation. In fact, my situation was a little similar to an unsuspecting mouse that was used for questionable experiments of an overzealous scientist. All right, Holmes, I said, a little annoyed. What's going to happen now? What is the device used for? If it works, Holmes replied, it measures bodily evaporations in your palm. From this, you can draw conclusions about your well-being and, above all, about your nervousness. In short, when you don't speak the truth, the device will indicate this with a buzzing noise. I was astonished. Are you telling me that you've invented some sort of lie detector? Exactly, Holmes said. Not that I would need anything like this for my investigation, but it would certainly be useful for the banal methods at Scotland Yard. Well, how does it work? I asked, now starting to feel a little impatient. All right, our experiment will be conducted as follows, Holmes said. I'm going to ask you questions that you're going to answer with yes. If any answers of yours results in a false claim, the machine should indicate it.